Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, August the 15th, 2022. 13 minutes past the hour, 62 degrees and cloudy skies here in Marion. Hope you're having a great Monday morning wherever you are. And I know you're tired of hearing me talk about the weather. But honest to goodness, here we are, the middle of August, the smack dead center, middle of August here, August 15th. And the morning is 62 degrees and cloudy skies. Now, I've already been out this morning, and it is some of the weirdest weather out there this morning that I have seen in a long time. Not just because the temperatures are 62 degrees, but in mid-August. But when I went, I got up this morning, and it was kind of dark in the house because it was kind of overcast this morning. And I got in the shower and got ready, and then I noticed that the sun was coming in. And I thought, oh, well, maybe the sun's coming out. So I get in the car, and I drive over to McDonald's here on Mount Vernon Avenue. And as I'm driving, it is the strangest sky you've ever seen. Half of the sky is beautiful, sunshiny weather, and the other half of the sky is just about pitch black darkness to the west. Now, I don't know if that pitch black darkness was leaving or coming. I was kind of trying to look out the window before I went on the air here this morning, and it kind of looks like it's leaving. I don't know if we had a rainstorm over the night. I didn't hear it if we did, but what weird weather again. Here we are in the month of August, and it was so strange this morning because I was out there driving, and I noticed that nobody could really see who was out driving on the road because the reflection of the sun was so bad, because you had half the sun or half the sky that was really, really dark, and then you had half the sky which was really, really sunshiny. So it was reflecting off everybody's window, and nobody could really see it. And everybody was kind of trepidatious to make turns this morning, turning on to Route 95. Because they did not want to get into a wreck. But boy, everybody's visors were down this morning. Does anybody know if it rained overnight? Did anything like that happen? Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you've been out this morning and seen this sky, this dark sky that we had this morning. But kind of 50-50. Sunny sky, dark sky. Right here in the middle of August. Now, it is interesting. I noticed when I went on social media this morning, a lot of kids starting school this week. Now, I don't think River Valley starts until the middle of the week. Now, I don't know about Pleasant or Elgin or Ridgedale. I think Marion City Schools start back today, but I don't know if all the classes do. Usually they have a staggered start. Kindergarten usually doesn't start back right away at the same time that high school and middle school does. But I know a lot of kids are starting back today because I saw the pictures on social media today. That's a whole new innovation that obviously we did not have years ago. That you take pictures of your kids getting ready to go for senior year or sophomore year or junior year. And you post them on social media, and they're off and running for a new school year. So we wish all the parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles and so on and so forth a very happy school year to everybody. Hopefully it is a great one, 2022. All right. Was anybody up this morning already taking anybody to school or getting anybody ready? The first day of school is always a little bit, it's fun, but it's also a little tense. Because you've got the new clothes and you've got the new school year starting and you want to make sure you have everything and do you have your schedules and do you know what's going on and so forth. Just got a message. The sun is nice and bright out in Clarendon this morning. So that storm, or I don't know if it was a storm or just a dark sky, was moving west this morning. Did anybody see that sky this morning besides me? It must have been moving west and maybe moving out of the area. But boy, half that sky was just about as dark as it could be this morning. We thank Jeannie out there in Clarendon for letting us know it's nice and bright. You know, it's pretty nice and bright here now, too, out on Route 95. But, boy, that sky just could not have looked any more bleak this morning. Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. Does anybody have kids starting school this morning, or grandkids, or nieces and nephews? And did anybody notice that weather out there this morning? First day of school, as I said, is always a little hectic. It's a little hectic for the teachers. They're coming back. You know, they've been in the classrooms and getting everything ready. But today, they meet the new students. They have to learn everybody's name, kind of learn everybody's moods. It's a different time. Plus, there are always new teachers in the building, new students. You know, every year in high school, the seniors go on and a new class of freshmen come in. So it's first day of school is interesting. Anybody have any first day of school stories? The first day of school. People used to bring apples on the first day of school. Do you remember that? When people would bring a fresh apple for the teacher? Apples used to be associated a lot with teachers. I don't think they are so much anymore. But anyway, if anybody's got a story, give me a buzz here. Would love to talk with you this morning. 740-751-4038 if you'd like to talk about the weather or you'd like to talk about school starting back today. All right, what else is there on the agenda this morning? Oh, on Friday, I did not get a chance to mention this. Our dear friend out there, Phyllis, dropped off some zucchini bread for me, which was very, very good. And also in that bag, there was I guess it's kind of a brochure for the Marion County Council on Aging. And my goodness, do they do a lot of things in this community. There are little tabs under this Marion County Council on Aging brochure, one for transportation, one for volunteer and educational resources, housing and utility assistance, Ohio District 5 Area Agency on Aging, meals and food pantry assistance, non-medical health and wellness, personal needs assistance, home health, medical, mental health, phone numbers are all here, community enrichment grants, and you pull up a tab. This is a very well done brochure, and you see all these phone numbers and all these groups that are available to help people. You know, they have the phone numbers in here for adult daycare, elder care, legal aid, Love Inc., Marion Area Counseling Center, plus they have the mayor's office, the auditor, board of elections, all kinds of stuff. What a fascinating brochure this is. There are things in here for personal shopping, in-home care services, adult daycare. You know, I wonder how many people in Marion know that a lot of these services are available. That's one of the things I always wonder. It's got a whole list of food pantries in here, the Church of God Victory Center, St. Vincent de Paul Society, Lifelink Community Church, Kirkpatrick Church of Christ, Salvation Army, Good Shepherd Food Pantry, St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church. And then it talks about the Salvation Army soup kitchens, when the First Church of the Nazarene has their free meals. It really is just a great tool. And I thank Phyllis for dropping that off here at the station. And maybe when somebody comes or calls in and needs some help with something, we might be able to help them with their issue, thanks to this brochure. And I imagine you can get these brochures at the Marion County Council on Aging, and it certainly would be worth your time, because there are a lot of programs available here in Marion to help seniors, as well as others, I would imagine. Do you think here in Marion we are aware of all the services that are actually available? I mean, I know a lot of people go without, and I know a lot of people are having very difficult times right now with the skyrocketing costs of food and other items, as well as, well, the gas prices are coming down quite a bit, but when the gas prices were up over $5, you know, it was very difficult times. And here are a lot of ways to get help here in Marion County. Do you think most people know about these? 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. But I do want to thank Phyllis for dropping off those brochures for the Marion County Council on Aging. Now, apparently their slogan is taking care of those who took care of us. And I kind of like that. I like that tag, because that's true. We do have to take better care of the group that was ahead of us in life. Now, if you are interested, the phone number for the Marion County Council on Aging is 740-387-0401. That's 740-387-0401. That is the phone number for the Marion County Council on Aging. But a lot of great services available through them here in Marion. All right. Let's see here. Well, yesterday was kind of an interesting day, because yesterday I returned to work out in the public, and I had not really been back out. I mean, I've been doing the radio, but I've been doing that from home in the station, and there really are not a whole lot of people in those locations, you know, kind of a confined environment. But yesterday I went back out into the public sector, let's say. And it was interesting, because I had not done those jobs in probably 4.5, close to 5 months. And I went back yesterday. Now, there were two things that were kind of interesting. One thing was, I thought I would not remember anything. I would not remember a lot of codes and things that you need to remember. But I did end up remembering some. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. Hello, are you there?
Hello?
Yes, how are you? Are you there?
Hello?
Hello,
hello. Are you there?
Yes, how are you?
Yeah, this me.
Hey, how you been?
Yeah, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, I'm about half. Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me okay? Hello? Hello? Well, I tell you what, give me a call back, and always remember to listen through your telephone. If you listen through the radio, we're operating on a little bit of a delay. So give me a call back, and remember, listen through your telephone, because you're not going to hear me if you listen through the radio, because I'm about, I don't know, probably 5 to 10 seconds on delay. So again, give me a call back here, but listen through your telephone. Put the telephone up to your ear. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz back here, and we can have a little conversation. But I went back out in the public yesterday, and I was surprised about the things that I did remember, the codes and things I thought I would not remember. And it was very busy yesterday. Now, maybe because of back to school, now maybe because it being a Sunday, I'm not really sure what caused all the business yesterday. But what I will say about yesterday was I could not believe how exhausted I was at the end of the day. You know, I think not doing it for 5 months just about did me in yesterday. And I never would have guessed that. I never would have guessed I would have been so tired. It was very, very odd to me to be that exhausted. Again, telephone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Has anybody else ever had this issue where you've been away from something for 4 or 5 months and you go back to do it and you're completely exhausted? Now, like I say, on the good side, I felt good that I did remember a lot of the codes and things. I really didn't have any trouble falling back into the job. But, you know, they could have just about picked me up off the floor last night by the time I left. I was so tired. And it's strange because I have not been tired, you know, around the house and going to the studio and things like that. And I did start walking again about maybe a month and a half ago, doing my mile every night. And I really haven't had any problems with that. But, boy, being back on the job just about exhausted me like nothing else. Hey, go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, are you there? Hello, caller?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How you doing?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Are you listening into the telephone?
I'm here.
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Yes, do you have the telephone up to your ear? Are you listening through the telephone end? Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I have the telephone hooked up my ear.
Can you hear me through the telephone?
Boy, I don't understand it, Scott.
Well, just start talking. I can hear you. Go ahead and start talking. I can hear you okay. Go ahead, caller.
Can you hear me now, Scott?
I can hear you. Go right ahead.
Scott, do you hear me now?
I do. I hear you perfectly clear.
This is me. Is that Scott?
It is. I'm out here.
It's Scott. I'm not getting through.
I can hear you on the air. I'm not sure why. Maybe is your phone muted?
We have a pretty good delay.
Caller, are you there? Can you hear me?
Scott, can you hear me now?
I can. Can you hear me okay?
Something's not right. Let me, must be something wrong with my phone. Let me call you back on the cell phone.
All right. We'll see if the cell phone works properly. There could be something wrong with the phone there. You never know. Somebody else try to give us a call here, and let's see if we're up and working properly here this morning. Obviously, people can hear me through the radio this morning. So I think we're working okay in that regard. I don't know what the issue is with the phone this morning. You know, if everything worked perfectly, we wouldn't know what to do, would we? Live radio, I guess. Just that sort of thing. But that happens. No problem. I'm glad you take the time to call in. I always enjoy talking to everybody, as I always say. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If somebody's out there, give me a buzz. See if you can hear me okay. All right, let's see if we got it right now. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello, caller. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, how are you?
Well, I'm about half. I'm that guy's about half. Did you get? Am I coming through to you?
You're coming through loud and clear. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. I don't know. We got, when I speak to you, we have a delay.
Yeah, on the radio, there's a little bit of a delay. It must have been just something with the phones. I'm glad I can hear you now. How you been?
Oh, I've been terrific. Just terrific. Just staying right in, you know, trying to keep well and so on and so forth. Hey, I was just, we were talking about East this morning. I was out to go take a kid to school. And Scott, the traffic out there around the bypass out there, Hampton been going east. It's just how it's going to get in and out of that school or something else. And not only that, getting back out and coming back down to the west on Center. And lo and behold, they've got Center Street closed, half of it going west. And they got the traffic's got a detour at what, the Kemptonton right there? At first red light, and then big trucks come down. They can't make that turn for anybody over that other lane on Kempton, you know what I'm saying? And now we said again, traffic just backed up. Oh, you know, I mean, wait till first day of school, the day half of Center Street out. Close it. Does that make any sense?
Now, you think they'd have better plans on that?
You would surely think so. Anybody's out in around the party school of a morning, or of a morning, oh, it was chaos this morning. You would have seen the traffic. And not only that, this afternoon when you get out, it's going to be the same way, probably worse. There'll be a lot of traffic going east from war, and I don't know where that Center Street's going to be open then or not. Westbound, it's just closed. They got it done. Hey, it's a dozen two out that far. Well, they put that new school out in. Now, I don't believe this. First day of school, and they closed half of this Center Street.
So you think a lot of kids got to school late this morning?
Well, I don't know about getting there, but no, I suppose they got there all right. If you're going east, you got to go east to go to the school. And coming west or south, you know, come down the bypass or south, come down through Old Nine from the east, but get back out. There's a work problem. I mean, you get in, but this traffic's coming out. It's got to go back to the west, and they got Center Street closed there at Kensington. So that traffic's backed up from the school all the way back down there. And if you got a big truck that's trying to turn, you can't turn south. You got to turn north on Kempton. You know, it's a little short. You know, if big trucks come down there, well, they can't turn if they're traveling over the other lane going out, or, you know, going south, coming from north on south. They can't turn. And now you are again. You got to wait till blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, I don't believe this. Well, there's a lot that I don't believe this, but people beware of around the Harding High School on Center Street. I'm telling you, they ain't gonna have it open for a while, I know, because they're gonna dig a big ditch through half of it. That big shoreline, and so stay beware of the Harding High School. Going or come either one, because it's gonna be bad every time they take up of a morning and they let out in the afternoon. Now, them school buses, I don't know how they're going to go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it sounds like a mess over there.
It was when I was up there. So I had to get there at all about 7, close to it. and it's probably still bad up there. Well, you know, going east or coming west, either one, if you're going east, you might be pretty good. Come this far, you know, but coming west, beware of Center Street. And anybody that's coming in town past the Harding High School going to figure on going on west, beware. Because you got a detour right the next light down there, you got a detour. And if there are big trucks in there, that's chaos. That's double trouble. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
They got to go, I think they got to go all the way to East Fairground Street to get back on track, them big trucks.
So was today
big
the
cars,
first?
But cars, now they can turn and pick up another street. There's Wilson. They get on Wilson and it'll bring them all the way back down. But if they're big trucks, you got to get turned for them.
Now, was today the first day they started this road project?
Yes, they just dug it a streak across the westbound lane just morning. Had to, because I was down through there late last night, or, you know, they didn't have it closed in, but this morning, yeah, they did that almost the first thing, because I was going up through there before 7, and they had it closed in, the westbound lane. Both the westbound, you know, the two lanes there were late. The two lanes westbound is closed. From Kemptonton down through, I think maybe close to the Jersey. That would be, Jefferson? Right in there somewhere. So you can't go west on Center Street coming into town this morning. Anybody coming into town, beware of West Center Street, because you got a detour. Go around the bypass, get a pickup 95, and come on in. You gotta go by. You can turn right there at Kempton and go one block and turn on Wilson, and it'll bring you right out on Greenwood down here. So you go by all of that, but you can't get down Center Street from the east.
Now, did you see that dark sky out there this morning?
Oh, yeah. It would look like it's, well, it's still dark in the west, but it's bright east.
Now, did it rain last night? I didn't hear anything last night.
I think it rained. I've seen some water, Scott, but it didn't rain that much.
Well, that I could.
I think it did rain, but it didn't rain very much.
I just could not believe that dark sky this morning. The reflection off people's windows was making everybody tentative to turn on to 95. I don't think they wanted to hit anybody.
Well, it was really rough going east at the time I went through, because the sun was, you know, up a little bit, but not that high. But boy, you looked right into it. You had to be careful there. You had to get that sun visor down there and get up above it and have a little hole to peep out of going east. So, beware people out this morning, because in the east end of town on 309 is going to be kind of difficult this morning. So, beware. And God bless you guys. Take care, Scott.
Hey,
good talk to you.
Good to hear from you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got phone issue worked out there. Again, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038, 41 minutes past the hour. You know, we all have phone issues from time to time. That's nothing new. You know, if everything worked perfectly, it'd be a perfect world, and we know that is not the case. 41 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you're out there. Have anything on your mind? Did anybody else notice this morning the work being done on Center Street that's causing apparently some issue getting into Harding High School? Apparently, it was quite a traffic jam over there this morning in the vicinity of Harding High School on Route 309. Has anybody been out there, know what they're doing on Center Street? I haven't been down that way in a while. 740-751-4038. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, see, it's just things like that that I always try to avoid going into town. If I have to go anywhere, I go around town.
Yeah, I wonder why they would start that the morning of school.
You know, it seems when it gets starts getting close to fall, and, you know, we're pretty close to fall now, what, next month or so?
It certainly feels like fall this morning.
Yeah, well, that seems to be when they do all the road work.
You know, I just would think, though, that there would be a little bit of coordination between the first day of school and the starting of road work.
Yeah, sometimes I swear they do that stuff on purpose.
So you think we're going to have a good school year? There's all this scuttlebutt going into the school year. You think it's going to just be another normal year?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose each year is a little different. But I mean, what's you know, everybody has a different definition of normal.
Well, I just wonder if all the changes, especially with Marion City, because I think they were the ones who went back this morning, are going to have any impact as the school year goes on. You know, we've heard about it all summer. Matter of fact, I think there was even another article in the paper yesterday where they talked to one of the teachers who had quit this past summer. But I wonder if it'll have impact. I guess we don't really know until the school year starts and gets rolling a little bit. I don't know. I don't know if class sizes will be bigger. I don't know if they'll have less help for kids than they need. Apparently, they appointed a new football coach. That was sprung on them last week.
Yeah, I heard that on the news report this morning. I heard that. And I don't know. My granddaughter goes back to school tomorrow. She starts school tomorrow.
Now, which school does she go to?
Garfield. She'll be in first grade this year.
Isn't that something? Time flies right by, doesn't it?
Yeah, it just seems like yesterday she was born.
Now, did you do anything fun over the weekend?
Let's see. What did I do over the weekend? I did lawn work. That's pretty much the extent of what I done.
You know, Saturday was another... Well, the weekend really was just another kind of dreary, rainy at times weekend. We cannot get away from it.
I know. It's one of them years. Makes me wonder what the... Did you ever look at the almanac to see what it said?
No, I was going to do that this afternoon. I'm going to pull that out because it has gotten to the point now where I know that this is very abnormal. The weather we're having here in the middle of August, the number of days that we're having overcast skies and just a little rain, this is not normal. This is very, very abnormal the last 2 months.
Yeah. You know, the good thing about having clouds like that, though, is it keeps us from having them really bad storms.
Well, that is true.
Yeah, we don't have the sunlight to heat the atmosphere up and make it unstable.
You know, but it's hard to get out and get your grass mowed because it's constantly wet.
I know. I went out there and mowed mine. I thought I was going to have to get a baler out there.
Well, that was the issue for a lot of people this past weekend. You know, Mike Wilson was on with me on Friday, and he was trying to mow his lawn Friday night before he came over and got on the show, and he was talking about how he couldn't do it because he had waited so long, and it was so wet that he just couldn't get through it.
Yeah. Well, mine wasn't really wet, but I sure couldn't take any big swipe at the grass. I had to... Took me longer to mow the grass because I couldn't just run the rider through the grass. I had to one blade cut the grass and the other blade cut the grass that I missed the first time.
It can be a thing.
Cut.
So here we are, a new school year. Do you have any excitement for the fall coming up? The Bratwurst Festival is this weekend.
You know, I've never been to the Bratwurst Festival.
Is that right?
I've never been over. I always wanted to, but I just never seem to have the money to go over there.
Well, you've got to try to stop over this weekend. I always like the Bratwurst Festival. I think it's one of the most well-done, well-presented festivals that I've been to in Ohio. And the work that those girls put into to being in the competitions with their dirndl dresses and so on and so forth... I mean, they are... It's a different kind of festival. Very, very professional.
Yeah. You going to try to broadcast from over there like that time you and Charlie did?
We might. You know, last year we did. I think we broadcast the Friday night show from over there, so we might give it a shot again. You know, that was a fun day when Charlie and I were over there, because, you know, he was from that area, so
yeah.
he knew a lot about that, and the people just came over. You know, it's a different type of festival, and I noticed that last year as well. People actually want to stop and talk to you. A lot of times you'll get people who are afraid to be on the radio, but I think they've coached these girls over there to say, hey, you know, you're representatives of the Bratwurst Festival. You competed in these pageants. You've had these dirndls made. You need to stop and talk to the media.
Yeah. Well, you know, they are representing it. I mean, it's good advertising for the festival when they stop and talk to the media, radio, and whatnot.
Yeah, it certainly is, and I just, like I say, I've always found the Bratwurst Festival to be a lot of fun. You run into a lot of people from Marion over there. A lot of Marion folk go to that festival. It's. I think they have three different parades, too, one every night.
Really?
Yeah. So they
I remember you and Charlie talking, and I remember you mentioning two parades.
It might, well, I know there's one on Friday night, and I think there's one on Saturday afternoon. So, yeah, I know there's at least two. I'm for sure of that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, hopefully, if my wife ain't working and we got the money, we can venture over there. Like I said, I've always wanted to go over there, but I've never made it.
Well, the good news is just to show up doesn't cost anything. Now,
oh, yeah, well, you know.
Yeah, no admission to get in or anything.
I can get along with just going over there looking around, but my wife don't see it that way.
Now, is she somebody who likes the fair food, or the, why do we call that fair festival food, I guess? Does she like the festival food, or does she
Yeah, that's pretty much her whole reason for going.
Now, what does she like to get when she's at the festivals?
I really don't know. I mean, it's been so long since we've been somewhere like that, I can't remember what she likes.
You just have to fork out the money for it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Now, could you believe, I was looking at this Council on Aging brochure, all the assistance that's available in Marion. You know, I wonder if people are aware of this.
I doubt it. Speaking of that Council of Aging, I got a call that I'm checking in to getting a Golden Buckeye card.
Oh, now
I found out people that are not 60 or 65, whatever it is, but if you're on disability, you can get one of them Gold Buckeye cards.
Is that right?
Yeah, I found that out the other day. My wife looked it up because we went over to that White Lily Church and had dinner that one day.
Oh, okay.
And coming back, I asked her, I wonder if I can get a Golden Buckeye card. So she looked it up, and yeah, sure enough. I just got to call them and start the process.
Now, how are things over at the White Lily?
Oh, that food was just, it's still good. We had beef, they had beef and noodles that night.
Now, are they still able to keep the prices okay?
Yeah, it's $5 a person for adults. $3 for kids. Of course, I didn't see any kids over there, I don't think.
Now, what?
For the longest time, me and the wife were the youngest ones in there.
Well, yeah, I know it was an older crowd that used to go over there, but so many people I would hear, and it was mainly seniors from Marion, just loved to go to that White Lily Church over in Ashley, Ohio. And I know people would get in cars and go in groups, and it was always a nice thing. They always praised how good the food was.
Oh, yeah, it's just fantastic. Now, I think this Wednesday, they are having ham loaf.
Now, is it not all you can eat, or do you just get a plate?
No, you get coleslaw or macaroni salad or some kind of little appetizer thing like that, and then you get your plate of food, and then when you get done with that, was they bring you a piece of pie, whatever kind of pie they happen to have.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad.
Not for $5.
No, and I hear
nowhere else and eat like that for $5.
Well, and I hear the pie is very good over there.
Yeah, my wife liked it.
You know, I'll tell you, I was shocked yesterday. As I say, I went back to working in the public yesterday. Man, was it busy. And even the people, you know, I thought for a second, well, maybe it's just me because I have not been here in a while. But no, everybody around said, this is a busy day. I don't know if it was back to school shopping. I don't know if it's because it was gloomy out. I don't know what propelled that yesterday, but boy, it was a busy day.
Yeah, I didn't go out yesterday, so I wouldn't know. I mean, usually every time I go out, it's pretty busy when I go out.
Well, I'll tell you, just not doing that for about 5 months, I could not believe how, when it was over, how tired I was. Because I, you know, it's not like I've been laying around for 5 months, and I started walking again about 6 weeks ago every night. So I thought, well, I've probably built up a pretty good tolerance to going out and doing this. It's a whole different ball game to be out there running around again.
Yeah, it's a whole new set of muscles. You got to get back into shape.
I hopefully it goes fast. Because, boy, I'll tell you, coming home being that exhausted is no fun.
Oh, I know. I've done that.
Well, it just kind of does your day in. And it's so strange because I've done that job for such a long time that I never had an issue with feeling that tired. But, boy, last night, holy
mackerel. Your situation has changed a little bit.
Well, that's true.
You don't have the stamina. You got to build your stamina back up for doing that type of work.
Well, I think basically what happened yesterday was, number one, I hadn't done it in a while. So in my mind, I was thinking, well, now am I going to remember exactly how to do this? And then number two, it was a lot busier than it normally was or normally is. And then to top it all off, it was, I probably had not stood for, you know, 7 or 8 hours in the last 5 months. So, you know, there's that too as well, I guess.
Yeah, that makes you tired right there. I know I can't stand like that anymore. I used to be able to stand all day long, but boy, I can't do that anymore.
You know, the day after, it's weird because you feel strange.
You feel sore.
You feel sore. You almost feel like you have, like flu-like symptoms. Like you,
yeah.
Like your face is warm and your body aches. And it's just a weird feeling for just doing that.
Yeah, I suppose after a few days, you'll be right back in the swing of things and it'll be just like, pretty much like old times.
Well, yeah, I can't imagine.
I was sitting here yesterday, and I don't know, it was maybe a little after 4 o'clock. I'm sitting here, and my electricity went out.
Did it?
Yeah, I did. I called electric company and found out there was a pole fire. I imagine a transformer blew. It took them the better part of 3 hours or so to get it fixed.
My goodness. You know, it's weird you bring that up in the last 4 minutes here. Now, I believe this was Saturday morning. I woke up on Saturday morning, and, you know, there was nothing going on Saturday night that would have caused any power outages. And through my kitchen and living room and bedroom, there was no outages because no clocks were blinking or anything like that. And I noticed that I went into my office, and my computer was on, so I don't think that had blinked. But the clocks were blinking. And in my extra bedroom, I had noticed that the clocks were blinking. So I don't know if the power just flashed off for a minute. I have no idea what would cause that.
Strange, isn't it?
Yeah, no breakers were blown or anything. And obviously it wasn't out long enough for certain clocks or certain items to go off. So I have no idea what would have caused that.
Yeah, it's strange. I know, that's the first thing I thought. I was going to go down in the basement and check my breaker box. I seen the neighbor out, and I called over to him and asked him, and I said, "Did you lose your power?" And he says, "Yeah, it's out everywhere. Even that flashing light down there on the intersection, 203 and 309 was out."
Isn't that something?
Crazy.
It sounds like going to school this morning over by Harding. It's just a mess over there.
Oh, yeah. I know. Even when they're not working on the roads over there, I remember going over there, and it was a mess.
Well, I thank you for calling in this morning.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make sure everything was good. He's having such trouble with that other caller.
You know, I don't know how in the world we've run into that so often lately, but it doesn't seem to be on our end, so I'm glad about that. I don't know what's going on with people's phones, but hopefully it all works out for the best.
Oh, yeah, it will.
All right, hey, thanks for calling. All right, again, phone lines are open, 58 minutes past the hour. Do want to remind everybody that mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp will be on this morning, 10:15 till 11 a.m., and I'll still be taking phone calls next hour, 58 minutes past the hour, here, WWGH Radio Time, 58 and a half minutes past the hour. Again, if you're going back to school today or you have somebody going back to school, I hope you're having a great morning. I imagine most people are probably already at the school buildings by this time. But boy, I'll tell you, today is a day of recovery after yesterday going back to work. But hopefully the stamina builds up quick. I would think it probably would, since that was just day one. I would think it would all come back fairly quick. But you never know, as they say. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, yes. I'm depressed.
You're depressed.
Yes, this is my first year in like 19 years that I don't have somebody going into school.
So what did you do this morning?
Well, it was just weird seeing all the kids going off to school, and now I'm an old lady and I don't have any kids in school. It's just weird. I mean, it was just a typical Monday morning at, you know, work for me, but I just feel old, Pop.
Now you'll just have to wait for the grandkids.
Oh, I know. That's the next phase.
That is. That comes around right around the corner.
So if anybody else is out there feeling old and depressed, you're not the only one.
Well, don't be depressed. The march of time goes on.
Okay, toodles.
Thanks, Sarah. Bye-bye. All right, we got to go to break. There's a lot of emptiness syndrome going on, too. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Don't you dare go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary talk show host Larry King.
You were hurt when they gave you the 1 year. How did this make you feel when you got the news? 27 years with that company.